Well, we had us a debate this past Thursday, didn't we? That was very positive. Of course, after the first one, there was nowhere to go but up. I'll admit to that. Just wandered through some of my notes here from this. First and foremost, NBC's Kristen Welker. She wound up writing the book, the Bible, on how to be a debate moderator. Kept the focus, kept it moving, kept the interruption short. Trump got the Hunter angle infrequently, not to the point of distraction. Biden's response was that since a Russian plot, that he never took money from foreign countries, which, well, we know, but according to a lot of increasing reports, the rest of your family did. What Biden should have said was that if he's elected, Hunter will not do in the future what he did in the past. But instead, Biden said that Hunter did nothing wrong. Caught to how Trump got the 10% for the big guy line in there. And just because of the flow and everything, that line just hung there and Biden couldn't respond to it. I don't know if you caught this too, but Trump did stumble on a new name for Biden. Can't get it done, Joe. We know the continued pointing out, you've been there 47 years. Maybe have no accomplishment, Joe. Wonder if Trump will use that. Biden's defense was predictable. To get away from the question, turn and talk to that family at the dinner table. Which I don't know if Biden's really clued in on reality, but that dinner table scenario gets more and more rare. Well, the fact that the whole family sits here at any one time for a variety of reasons. COVID-19, the big fail by Trump. Claimed there's a cure, there isn't. Lowest case rate, death rate in the world from the U.S. Wrong. Rounding the corner, spikes going away. Really wrong. Military families didn't give it to him at the White House event either. Trump claimed kids don't transmit the virus. Well, let me explain why there's almost 90,000 kids with it. And kids hang with kids. Surprise too, Biden actually threw Obama under the bus on immigration when he made it sound like it was Obama who didn't get things done. The meme line of the night, of course. Who built the cages, Joe? Biden denied that kids were brought over the border by people, not their parents. Which, yep, those people did get separated from those kids. Reason why many of those were put in jail or wound up getting shipped back because it was proven that those weren't their kids. Trump's getting hit too for saying that only the stupid illegal aliens show up for their court dates, but he's right. The others either buy another social security number, go back into the darkness, or go back home. Healthcare was, well, a lot of missing pieces were shown to the consternation of both camps. Probably still no detailed plan from Trump versus a failed plan that Biden carried the war to four. A couple of comments off of Biden. No one lost their health care under Obamacare, public options, not socialized medicine, which reality presents an argument to those two whoppers. Minimum wage. Trump called it a matter for the states. Because each state is obviously economically different, where Biden wants a national mandate. But when you think about this, pretty much most small businesses in a state like Montana don't experience the same revenue levels as small businesses here in New Jersey or New York happen to do. When it came to race, Biden could only talk about what he wanted to do and admit the mistakes that he made with things like criminal justice, where Trump could point to actual bipartisan accomplishments regarding criminal justice, prison reform, black college funding. Even Van Jones, I caught on CNN, said that Trump accomplished more on this topic legislatively than Obama ever did. Okay, coin toss time. Biden's biggest gaffe of the night was when he said Abraham Lincoln is the most racist president ever. He meant to say Trump. Or when he got caught looking at his watch, that was at around 10:22 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, that's a photo finish on that one. On the environment, Trump talked stats regarding carbon emission drops, pointed out how other countries like China and India are the smoke belchers. You get a pass and preferential treatment by the Paris Accord. Pointed out U.S. is energy independent. Solar's not there yet. Windmills are costly. With the solar, Trump should have also talked about how there's a big unknown about solar panels. How toxic are they going to be when they have to get replaced and disposed of? Will those panels wind up being the green energy version of nuclear waste, as some chemical experts are fearing. Biden said his climate plan would create jobs. We've heard and we've seen that crash and burn before. Says that retrofitting millions of buildings will create jobs, but okay, but what about the costs? He also said Biden said creating 500 charging stations for electric cars would be a job creator, which the way the government works may be. Usual process would be project that takes only 3 people. Well, we hire 33 people. Biden also said he never said he opposed fracking and put out the challenge to find the tape where he said it. Okay. Here you go, Joe.
No more, no new fracking. And by the way, on the Recovery Act, I was able to make sure we invested $90 billion in making sure we brought down the price of solar and wind that is lower than the price of coal. That's why not another new coal plant will be built.
Oh, and by the way, it took me less than 20 seconds to find that. I'll be willing to do it again if you want to look at your watch again, and like you did Thursday night, and time me on that, Joe. And also, Joe, by the way, we don't use tape anymore. Trump said Biden's energy plan would cost each family in America $6,500. Biden's response? No. Trump also got Biden to say that he would transition away from the oil industry. And Trump followed that with, I hope they're listening in Texas and Pennsylvania, and mentioned a few other states. Another bomb by Trump. He blew that last question. Remember, it was, what would you say at your inaugural to the people who did not vote for you? It started good, but then he drifted off into a here and now campaign commercial. Now, it overall contained more claims by Biden's versus details by Trump. Trump put Biden on the defense, which was a must-do, and he did. So, in the days remaining, what's Biden do? The requirement, the expectation is a heavy-duty appearance schedule. But how many days after the debate is he going to wind up spending in his basement? Another question, why couldn't Trump do this at the first debate? And that noise you heard very late Thursday night, that was the GOP exhaling. NBC did some great stats, too, on this. If you are on our Facebook page, I put a link to that article. The time spent on the topics. What topic do you think got the number one amount of time? And most of these times, by the way, if you look, Trump versus Biden, we're almost evenly split. The economy, 19 minutes. Coronavirus, about 14. Race got 9.5. Ethics, about 8 minutes. 6.5 for healthcare. Immigration, 5 minutes. The actual election, about 4.5. North Korea, 2.5. China, 2.5. Climate change has probably bothered a lot on the far left. Only 2 minutes talking about that. Surprisingly, crime only a minute, and tax reform, 5 total seconds. And that was only because Trump mentioned it. As far as attacks and interruptions, according to the tally from NBC News, Trump made 123 attacks. Versus 89 by Biden interruptions. Pretty much a tie, 24 Trump and 25 for Vice President Biden.